Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tesfawan Demagnieu. This composer started his musical journey at a young age, was mostly self-taught, and a notorious perfectionist. Now, I know what you're saying. Tesfa, quit playing. That could be anybody. Mozart started young, Telemann was self-taught, Brahms always had to be perfect. All true, and that's just a few. This composer was American, born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and his name was Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson was described as a shy, smart kid by his teachers at Bryant Junior High School. He arrived an hour early every morning to get into the music room as soon as it was unlocked. Since Prince was mostly self-taught, his music teacher focused on music theory and making music fun. And you know what? That introverted kid turned into a superstar when an instrument was placed in his hands. His teacher taught him to play music he heard on the radio or in his own living room. You see, his mother Maddie was a jazz singer, and his father John played piano and wrote songs. By focusing on the music that had meaning for Prince, he stayed engaged. This way, he saw music as a boundless world of possibility, rather than a limited one, full of rules and obstacles. Prince turned out to be a composer with versatility you won't find anywhere else. The musicians that play for your favorite orchestras grew up listening to Prince's music. It wasn't long before they started playing his music too, because the music of Prince is incredibly versatile. Back in 2016, Professor Richard Elliott wrote an article titled Prince, an icon of a new form of classical music. He makes the argument that Prince's music is classical. He said it's classical, not in the narrow sense of his interest in Western classical music, but in a far more liberated and liberating understanding and extension of the varied streams of a black classical music tradition that incorporated gospel, jazz, R&B, rock and roll, soul, funk, hip-hop, and more. I never meant to call you in your sorrow. Never meant to call you. The hit single Purple Rain is just one example of a Prince composition that sounds beautiful performed by a trio, a guitar quartet, or even a chamber ensemble. And I can tell you from personal experience, when Purple Rain is sung by a choir of over 1,000 people, it's just as powerful as any oratorio in the canon. A day after Prince left this earth, the Los Angeles Master Chorale and the high school students participating in a choral festival hastily arranged for everyone inside a Walt Disney concert hall to pay him tribute. It was unpolished, yet perfect. There was a sweet, sweet spirit in that place, y'all. And it was the spirit of the divine. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Derek Ramirez, and assistance from Julia Mocker, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.